Welcome back, children of the revolution. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. here on Ace of Spades PDX for the audio educational anthology program, What You're Not Listening To, here nearing the end of April. Still got this week and next week. I am your host, producer, audio engineer, researcher, webmaster, and writer. And on this program, as I promised in a post I did on Instagram the other day and on Twitter, we're talking about some brand new music. Yes, you old farts out there, I hear this a lot, right? So you're like, I don't know anything about new music, blah, 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 blah. Well, here we go, because it doesn't get any hotter than this one. We're looking at The Weeknd, a man who brings the 80s to the 20s. And for the last decade, he's not only brought the autobiographical hits, he's currently the hottest act in music going by bridging decades and being unashamed about his influences. Even though he's not been around for as long as many of the artists we spotlight on this program, in just 9 years, the man known professionally as The Weeknd has been incredibly busy and highly prolific. He has filled the huge void left by Michael Jackson, that of an intensely focused musician with enough pop savvy, not to mention an incredibly similar sounding voice, that spans multiple genres. Born Abel Makonnen Tesfaye in Toronto, Canada, the 30-year-old performer, we are featuring released 3 mixtapes in 2011 alone, which were compiled and remixed into a 3-disc set in 2012, 3 full-length albums, an EP, several remixes for other artists, appearances on several major soundtrack albums, and more than 24 other appearances on releases by other artists. Just how much of an impact has this young man made? In 2015, he became the first artist in chart history to hold down the top 3 spots on the Billboard R&B chart simultaneously, has had 4 Billboard 100, Pop 100 singles, an Oscar nomination, and multiple Grammy wins. Of all his non-mixtape releases, have all reached the top 5 of the Billboard 200 albums chart, and his last 4 releases all hit the pole position. His style is often called alternative R&B. Regardless of the name, he has connected with a huge cross-section of people, myself included, in a way that few have managed in recent memory. When asked why he decided to do something many major artists were avoiding during the coronavirus pandemic, which is to release a highly anticipated album, he simply stated he didn't wish the fans to wait any longer. Now, mind you, streaming and sales are far removed from what they were just 5 months ago. And yes, that's hard to believe, isn't it? More people are home, but streaming is actually down. And of course, the touring business is at a complete standstill. He could have waited and gave what would normally be the standard go-to answer for any major artist with no one even questioning his motives one way or the other. And this includes some of my favorite artists. They've pushed back all their releases. However, this is a risk. So to understand that his releasing a brand new record at the end of last month, just 3 weeks ago, is a very, very risky gamble. The internet and fans, however, have spoken. According to the industry trade publication Billboard, The Weeknd is the hottest artist going now for several weeks straight. Fortune favors the bold, it seems. And how hot is this artist? Well, this next single was actually released in late 2019, and here it is in April. And by the end of March, and through just last week, was the number one single. Yes, it actually went up and down the charts several times, and went all the way back to number one, and is currently the number 2 single in the country this week. This show is going to be broadcasting on the 19th of April, 2020, and for the 3 straight weeks, The Weeknd's new album, After Hours, from which this is taken, is number 1 in the country as well. All right, children of the revolution, this is Blinding Lights, and we'll see you in about 30 minutes.
I'm blinded. I'm to before I saw you. And you gon' have to do it at my tempo. Always try to send me off to rehab. Started feeling like it's decaf. I'm just trying to live life for the moment. And all these motherfuckers wanna realize
I only call you when it's half past. By the only time that I be by your side, I only love it when you touch me. Not feel me when I'm f***ed up. That's a real me when I'm f***ed up. That's a real me, yeah. I only call you when it's half past. By the only time I ever call you.
Yeah. get them any other day but Thursday. Belong to me every Thursday. I wait for you. I'll be beautiful for you every Thursday. I exist.
Saturday, Sunday, but on Thursday, not on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but on Thursday.
Welcome back, children of the revolution, to what you're not listening to here on Ace of Spades PDX. Still your host, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. here for the audio educational and anthology series, What You're Not Listening To. And today we are looking at literally, you don't even take my word for this, because I really don't know anything about music or history or anything like that, right? but all the trade publications are saying right now that the Billboard is actually the hottest act. I'm looking at all sorts of metrics here. You also may find him in a slew of magazines, everything from Vanity Fair to GQ to People Magazine. Yes, this artist has across-the-board appeal and fantastic music. I really, really enjoy this. One of the best purveyors of new R&B out today as far as my money is concerned. And yes, I guess my money is concerned because I actually buy records. Yeah. Not shaming anyone here, but yeah, you know, if I'm out there buying them, right, and I'm keeping them, that should say something right there. Let's recap what we've heard in the first part of our show, shall we, so we can get right back into the next part. And kicked it all off from 2019's, 2020's After Hours. This was released at the end of last year, included on that brand new record, Blinding Lights. Following that, The Devil May Cry from 2013's The Hunger Games, The Catching Fire soundtrack, yes. After that, The Hills from 2015, Beauty Behind the Madness. And this and another song we're going to hear at the beginning of the next show were recently listed by Billboard Magazine as two of the 100 biggest songs of the entire 2010s decade. Following that, from 2013's album Kissland, that was Wanderlust. Following that was Lonely Star from 2012's trilogy Thursday. It was actually 2011. Here's the way it worked, guys. So the Weeknd released three mixtapes all in a single year, all of them excellent. Most of them original materials, some really great and unusual samples. You'll hear that at the end of the show. And some great covers, including Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson. And decided to release all three of them as a triple CD set, or, you know, triple download set, at a little fairly reasonable price with brand new songs on them as well. So there you go. And the song we just heard, the 50 Shades of Grey, the Marian Hill remix of Earned It, another smash for Mr. Tesfaye, The Weeknd, 2015's 50 Shades of Grey remixed album. Yes, and you have to understand that it was 5 years ago when The Weeknd really broke through in a super major way and has, yes, been releasing albums and singles, but not had this level of success that he's having right now since then. So, again, Children of the Revolution, one of many stories I tell, don't give up. Sometimes it's about timing. Even when you think everything is just going straight to hell like things are right now, sometimes you just got to follow your gut. And speaking of one of the 100 biggest songs of the last decade, yes, actually, this is probably my favorite Weeknd song here. It's just fantastic. It's kind of a love song, and that there are some slightly veiled references to drug use. Yes, there's a lot of tabloid fodder about The Weeknd. You know, at least I had the luxury of being his age before the internet was a thing. Yes, something to be said for being old. Hey, it's the way it goes, right? This is from the album Beauty Behind the Madness from 2015. Can't Feel My Face. And we will see you just before our truly grand finale.
She'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry. When I'm with you,
backups, sodas. All this shit's so foreign to you. Thick smoke, choking. Baby, get familiar with the order. Just crack it, then pour it, then sip slow, then tip low. My eyes red, but my brim low. That peso, she's climbing straight to the top, forgetting what she did in the first place. No more crying. Heart rate slow, put that rum down. You don't wanna die tonight, I promise. When you're finished, we'll head to where I'm living. The party won't finish. It's a fucking celebration, oh yeah. My niggas out tonight.
Ooh, and they high off Shakespeare lines. There's enough to pass around. You don't gotta wait in line. And the clocks don't work. You don't gotta check the time. And the blinds don't work. You don't gotta check the sky. We've been going all night till
I do have a chance for you. You say you want my heart.
Well, baby, you can have it all. There's just something that I need from you is to meet my heart. You've been going hard, baby. Now you're rolling with some big boys, baby. Got a lot you wanna show off, baby.
Close that door before you take your fucking clothes off, baby. Don't mind. All my writings on the wall. I thought I passed my peak and I'm experiencing fall. And all I wanna do is leave, cause I've been zoning for a week. And I ain't left this little room trying to concentrate to breathe, cause this piss so potent. Curious serotonin in that two floor loft. In the middle we be choking on that all black booty. Heavy gum chewing. Girl, if you thirsty, baby, if you thirsty, grab a cup of XO. Baby, I've been leaning back from the come down. Girl, I've been fiending for another round. Don't you blame it on me when you're grinding up your teeth and it's fucking hard to see.
I got a test for you. You said you want my heart. Well, baby, you can have it all.
There's just something that I need from you is to meet my boys. I got a lot of boys,
and we can make you right. And if you get too high, baby, come over here. Da-da-da, da-da-da. Work that back to the tire out. Roll that weed, bring the fire out. Taste that lean when you kiss my mouth. Bed so wet when I eat you out. My friends hear them creeping out. They not down, but keep them out. X-Men call them, keep them out. How to let go, I can teach you how. Take a pause, this motherfucking reaping out. Then shout out this cognac, ease you out. Just one night, trying to fucking leave you out, baby. Baby, I got a test for you. You said you want my heart. Well, baby, you can have it all. Oh, it's just something that I need from you to meet my boys. I got a lot of boys, and we can make you right. And if you get too high, baby, come on.
When I look at you in your eyes. I loved you on a lonely night. Oh, it was the only
And welcome back, everyone, as we come to the home stretch here on our show for the weekend. Yes, here on the weekend. just before 420, of course, right? I guess every day this month has been 420. This has Ben Brown Jr. Put all this mess together, the Audio Educational Anthology series, what you're done listening to here on Ace of Spades PDX. And let's look at the hottest act going. Yes. Yes, all signs point to yes. And this is our show about the weekend. And let's recap what we've heard in the second part, shall we? Kicked it all off with Can't Feel My Face from 2015's Beauty Behind the Madness. I Was Never There from 2018's My Dear Melancholy. Technically an EP, but not really. It's a very very chill kind of dim light records. Great little kind of lost thing there. Initiation followed that from 2011's Trilogy, Echoes of Silence, one of the mixtapes that was slightly remixed and compiled. In Your Eyes from 2020, this is a brand new track from the album After Hours, which was released 3 weeks ago. Currently, it is in the top 50 of the Billboard Hot 100. And the song we heard right now, just now, I should say, from Starboy, his second number one LP from 2016, that was A Lonely Night. And yes, here we are. Here we are, the grand finale. And the reason I picked this is, interestingly enough, we actually, there's this very obvious sample in this, but it's really prominent in this track. And we actually featured it on our Halloween show. And if you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, dedications, and requests are always welcome. Please drop us a line at daddybenbear, one word, at gmail.com. Love to you all, and congratulations to The Weeknd for your fantastic comeback. You have been missed, and this new album is excellent. And speaking of this, so I've been getting a lot of letters, like, you know, I love this new sound. I love this new sound. Well, Children of the Revolution, this is not a new sound, all right? This goes back to 80s synth pop, which was a derivation of New Wave. One of the primary purveyors of this sound was a group called Duran Duran, writing the second British wave. Yes, British Invasion, I should say, second British Invasion of the early to mid 80s. And so people are like, can we hear more music like that? So yes, we will. So in just a couple of weeks, next week, we're doing International Jazz Day featuring John Coltrane on Impulse Records. Of course, it's my fifth year with them. I'm really looking forward to this UNESCO project. And sometime in early May, yes, we're going to feature Duran Duran, nice big 80s show for you. It's going to be fantastic. So there you go. You get to hear where some of this music came from. Absolutely. Love to you all. This is from the album House of Balloons, from the album Trilogy, I should say, from the mixtape House of Balloons from 2011. House of Balloons and Glass Table Girls. And love to you all. Oh,
707. Bring the 707. Bring the 707. Bring the 7. Two puffs for the lady who be down for that. Whatever, together, bring your own stash of the greatest. Trade it, roll a dub, burn a dub, cough a dub, taste it. Then watch us chase it with a handful of pills, no chases. Jaw clenching on some supersized papers. She bad in a headband, escaping. The van is a wonderland. And it's 6:30. Read skies, cause time don't exist. And when the stars shine back to the crib, superstar lines back at the crib. We could test out the tables. We got some brand new tables. All glass and it's 4 feet wide. But it's a must to get us 10 feet high. She give me sex in a handbag. I get her wetter than a wet net. And no closed doors. So I listen to her moans echo. I heard he do drugs now. You heard wrong, I've been on it for a minute. We just never act a fool, that's just how we fucking live it. And when we act a fool, it's probably cause we mixed it. Yeah, I'm always on that okie dokie. Them white boys know the deal, ain't no fucking phony. Big O know the deal, he the one who show me. Watch me light his fucking beat like he fucking told me. Is that your girl? What's her fucking story? She kinda bad, but she riding like a fucking pony. Lock her down on her man, be her fucking story. Yeah, I'm talking about you, man, get to know me. Ain't no offense though, I promise you. If you a real man, dude, you gon' side the truth. But I'm a nice dude, with some nice dreams. And we could turn this to a nightmare, Elm Street. La la la, la 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 la. I'm so gone, so gone. Bring out the glass tables. With the 707 now. La la la, la 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 la. I'm so gone, so gone. Bring out the glass tables. 707 now. La 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 la. So gone, so gone. Bring out the glass tables. With the 707 now. La 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 la. So gone, so gone. Bring out the glass tables. With the 707 now. 707 now. 707 out.